The following is a paid program on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity, Inc. The views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of this station. The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Good morning, Newfoundland and Labrador, and welcome to the Real Estate Show on 590 VOCM. It is the long weekend, the day of the drive home from the camping out in the woods. And I hope you guys are all staying safe on the highway today. Tierlyn Jones, co-host of the show, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Had a wonderful long weekend. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Yeah, it's a great day. You know what? It's the start of the week. It is a holiday, but great things ahead. In the world of real estate.
It is indeed. There is no holiday in real estate.
No sirree. You got that right. Nicole George, how are you? A-plus Mortgage Group. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm great. How are you guys today?
Really good. You had a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend.
So it's great. We're going to have a great show today. Lined up on the show, we have Nicole is going to be talking about the top mortgage application questions. Going to be interesting to hear about that, Nicole.
It sure will. There's lots of great questions that clients ask.
Yeah. Tierlyn, the Janeway Telethon is coming up June 3rd and 4th, and of course, Phyllis is going to be in.
Yes, absolutely. Really looking forward to chatting with Phyllis, and always so proud to be a part of the Janeway Telethon. We've been doing it for so long, Jim.
Yeah, so Phyllis Kinsman, of course, the manager of communication and events at the Janeway Children's Hospital Foundation, will be in talking about volunteer opportunities and how you can help in the Janeway Telethon. New Victorian Homes are coming in, Tierlyn.
Yes, very excited to see what's happening with them. I know they've been working on some new house plans, and they're very exciting, and they're very creative.
Yeah, so Don Gullidge is going to be in, and Ted Williams will be talking to the gentleman about what's happening in the life and success of New Victorian Homes. Hey, Rob Burton today, Greg Whalen coming in. They're going to be talking about the world of real estate.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and me and you are going to talk about the inventory. We have some new agents at RE/MAX Infinity.
We do have some new agents. That's very exciting news.
Yes, it is. And a call out to Regina Russell and talking to her about what's happening in the world of real estate. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our... Well, this is the on-air open house, and on the line right now is Little Miss Realtor Sherry Butt. Are you there, Sherry?
I am here. Happy May 24th.
Yes, happy May 24 to you. How are things?
Thank you. Oh, things are fabulous. I love a long weekend. It gets me out there, and I use them for prospecting.
Yeah. Now, I know this morning we caught you on the highway somewhere. You had to pull over and talk to us. I know you must be going to an appointment. It's another exciting day for Little Miss Realtor, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, think of it this way. It's a day where everybody else has it off. So everybody's home, you know, people are doing yard work, they're out in the street with the kids, maybe playing ball, hockey, or basketball. So it's a perfect chance to meet people in the neighborhood and to introduce myself and, you know, just find clients out there who might be interested buying or selling.
Yeah, you know what? On that note, folks, if you need to reach out to Sherry, you can reach her at 771-8583. And for all the folks in the Big Land, that's where Sherry comes from, and that's where I'm from. It's kind of a special place for Sherry and me. If you're moving to the St. John's area, you can depend on Sherry Butt, Little Miss Realtor, to help you. That's right. Isn't
absolutely
it, Sherry?
Absolutely. Absolutely they can. I'm a good Labrador woman and, of course, hailing from Red Bay, Labrador, just across the Strait of Belle Isle there. And I've had many a client, actually, from Labrador who I've helped set up here in the city of St. John's and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, absolutely. 771-8583 for those out there that want to get more information on the real estate market in and around the St. John's area. You can depend on Little Miss Realtor. Well, by the way, Little Miss Realtor, we haven't talked about this in a while, but you're a former Miss Canada, aren't you?
I certainly am, yes. One of the long list of Miss Canadas, and it's a proud thing for me and quite an honor to be in such a great company of wonderful young women.
You know what? You are a top salesperson at RE/MAX Infinity, and you're doing wonderful things. RE/MAX Infinity, and of course that domain name is infinitynl.ca for complete details on Little Miss Realtor. Sherry, we got to go, but have yourself a great May 22nd.
Absolutely. Have a happy Victoria Day.
Yeah, take care now. We got to take a break on the Real Estate Show. We'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity Inc. will return in a moment on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show on 590 VOCM on this May 22nd long weekend. On the drive home, and on the drive home, we've got Nicole George, A-Plus Mortgage Group. For anybody out there wanting information on mortgages, 763-3124 is the number.
That's my number. You can get me anytime. Call, text. I'm always available.
Yeah, you are. Listen, by the way, are you all recuperated from your trip to Mexico?
I am. I still have a little bit of a tan, so
yeah, you got a bit of a tan.
The remnants are still there. I don't know for how much longer, but.
And for all those folks that did not hear, Nicole George with A-Plus Mortgage Group won a, based on your sales performance, you were given a trip to Mexico.
I was given a trip to Mexico, and it was amazing.
Top mortgage application questions. That must be interesting for you. You must get a lot of questions when people come in and they're starting to get approved in the mortgage process.
I do. There's a lot of interesting questions because everyone understands mortgages a little bit differently, especially if you've never bought a home before.
Yeah. We get asked a lot of questions pertaining to real estate when we're taking buyers around and or we're representing sellers. But I would like to think that one of the top questions for a purchaser is, what's the interest rate on my mortgage? Do you get that a lot?
That is the number one question is, what is my interest rate going to be?
Yeah.
So actually today we have great interest rates. Right now we have a five-year fixed rate of 244 and we have a variable of 195.
Wow, yep. 195 so they're 244.
Very low interest rates. Great time to buy.
2.44 for a five-year term.
For a five-year term.
Wow, that's incredible, Turner.
That's an amazing, amazing rate.
It is.
Yeah.
What a great time to enter home ownership with rates like that.
Yeah.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
So get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans and give Nicole a call at 763-3124 and you'll get all the information on that 2.445 year rate.
Yes, for sure.
So Nicole, what closing costs will be involved in your mortgage?
So I always tell clients that when they're looking at buying a home, to always keep the number 6.5% in their mind, because generally when they're buying, they're having a 5% down payment, and then a roundabout number for their closing costs, which is their legal fees, the registration with the government, the registration of the mortgage, title insurance, turns out to be about 1.5% of the purchase price. So whenever you're looking, keep 6.5% in your mind, because that's the total cost to get into the house.
And that money would be payable upon closing, of course.
Upon closing, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's extra money the purchaser should have set aside.
Yes.
For closing date.
Yep. So generally when you're doing a mortgage application, we require to see the proof of your closing costs, just because we need to know that you're going to be able to pay your lawyer and the registration with the government and whatnot.
Yes, of course. That makes sense.
So, like, and I'm thinking too, you may get asked, what is the cost of locking in on an interest rate? Is that a question that comes up from time to time? Or is people ask you, is there a certain cost? I don't think there is, but
no, there's no cost at all. So generally, if you're going for a five-year fixed rate, you're locked in for that whole 5 years. The only time that you worry about locking in your rate is if you're in a variable, and that's no cost to you. You just let me know if you're in a variable and you're uncomfortable with rate changes, and I can lock you into the best rate at that time.
Very good.
No cost to the client at all.
What about if you wanted to prepay on your loan? Is there a penalty for that?
No. The best part about mortgages is you're given privileges, prepayment privileges. So every month, depending on what bank or mortgage lender you're with, you can put down an additional percentage, and every year an additional percentage on your principal amount. And there's no penalty to that.
That'll help pay down your mortgage sooner.
Yep, they'll help pay down your mortgage sooner and build equity in your home.
This is all free advice, Nicole. 763-3124. Everybody wants that information, right?
They sure can. They can give me a call or send me a text.
Remember that joke on TV years ago? There was a commercial on, and it came on and said, "Do you mean to tell me that this information is free?"
I do remember that.
Yeah, and the guy would say, "Yes, sir, it is." Do you remember that commercial?
I do remember that commercial, yeah.
And it was, how long have you been giving this information out? We've been giving that information out for years. "You mean to tell me you give this information out free at any time when anyone calls and asks?" The gentleman responded, "Yes, I do." "Where do you work?" I said, "The public library." But anyway, seriously, with Nicole, you can get all the information at 763-3124. Thinking another question you get asked by purchasers is probably, what is the down payment I'm going to need to facilitate closing on this particular property?
The down payment's a little different for everyone, but generally the minimum you'll need is 5% down. So whenever you're looking to buy, 5% is your down payment. So if you're looking at $300,000, that's $15,000 is your down payment. If you're buying your second home, again, it depends on the scenario, but generally sometimes you'll only need 5% again unless it's a rental property, and then you would look at a different down payment amount.
Yeah, so that would be more, we're talking high ratio mortgages like 5% down.
Yes.
You get into a conventional mortgage, you're 20% or more.
You're 20% or more, yeah.
What does a high ratio mortgage mean?
High ratio mortgage means anyone that doesn't have 20% down. So anywhere from 5% to 20% for your down payment. And then conventional mortgages is when you have 20% equity in your house or 20% down payment of the purchase price.
So less than 20% down, of course, your mortgage would then be insured by?
Insured by Canada Guarantee, Genmer, CMHC.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Nicole, good, there's a lot of questions coming at you here. Do you feel like you're on the witness stand?
No, I love my job and I love answering questions and helping people understand mortgages.
She's very knowledgeable on the subjects, Jim.
Absolutely.
She has not stumbled once.
She is an authority on the subject for sure. 763-3124, Nicole George at A-Plus Mortgage Group. What about qualifying guidelines? I mean, I'm sure you get asked that a lot, too.
Yeah, they recently just changed back in November. So right now, in a high-ratio mortgage, so again, until you have your 20% down, you have to qualify at the Bank of Canada rate, which is 4.64. So that's changed a little bit in what it was last year. Last year, you could qualify at your rate, but now they're just trying to make sure that you can afford your house and live comfortably and still afford to live.
Yeah. That's actually very smart that the government of Canada decided to put that in place.
They did. They're protecting consumers and making sure that they can still go out and buy their furniture, enjoy a night out. They're not just at their absolute max in the ratios.
Yeah, absolutely. What documents would a purchaser have to bring to you in the mortgage application process?
Generally, it's a little different. Like I said, every applicant is a little bit different. But the general rule of thumb is your recent letter of employment and a pay stub, and that will help the process start into figuring out your employment history and to make sure all the numbers are right.
Yeah, the criteria would probably be a little more strict when you look at high ratio versus conventional, I'm thinking.
It is a little more strict on the high ratio because they just want to make sure that you can afford it because you're going in with just a small amount of equity in the house.
Less risk.
Less risk.
On a conventional.
There is.
High ratio would be more risk. Therefore, the requirements would change.
The requirements do change when you go into a conventional versus a high ratio mortgage.
Yeah.
How long would it take to process your loan application?
Generally, from the time that you find your house and you put in a purchase and sale agreement to closing, you're looking anywhere between 20 to 30 days, whichever you pick for your closing. But the mortgage loan application is done within 10 to 15 days normally.
Okay.
So someone wants to talk to you about getting approval in the process of purchasing a home and having a mortgage application taken care of and you looking after all that wonderful stuff. You can visit them at their home, right?
I sure can.
Yeah.
I was at a home on Friday night.
There you go. Yeah, doing the mortgage application process.
Yes, I was.
Yes, on this long weekend.
On this long weekend.
Make no wonder they send you to Mexico.
And make no wonder.
She deserves it.
You are on a mission. You are on a mission to help people, Nicole George. A-Plus Mortgage Group, 763-3124. Thank you for all that wonderful information. And we got to take a break on The Real Estate Show at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton will return in a moment on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show in our third segment. And gives me no better pleasure than to welcome Phyllis Kinsman here from the Janeway Children's Hospital Foundation.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's an exciting time right now at the Janeway.
It is exciting and busy.
Working on a building of love. Wow. And I can think of 100,000 reasons to celebrate that song today, having you here, Phyllis, from Janeway Children's Hospital.
Thank you.
Yeah, 100,000 children in the province of Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. Labrador. Of course, the Janeway Telethon has been around a long time.
It has been. So this is the hospital celebrated its 50th anniversary last year.
Imagine.
Yes, and treating the children of Newfoundland Labrador for so long.
Yeah. You know what? It's our future.
That's
the
right.
Children are our future.
Yes.
And we have to embrace that. Terry Lynn. RE/MAX Infinity is a miracle office.
We are a miracle office. So every agent that writes a sale at RE/MAX Infinity, a portion of their commission is donated to the Janeway Children's Hospital.
Yeah. You know, something else that's very cool is that the entire province of Newfoundland and Labrador, all REMAX agents, and I think we're one of the few provinces, if not the only province, including the states of the United States, that our territory has solidarity in our givings to
I think you're right. I think it's 100%, right, of all of all REMAX agents, and I think you're right. I think this is the only province.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I mean, REMAXers care, you know, they really do.
They really care about
what happens in the community, and it starts right with the children.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, it's an exciting time coming up. It's June 3rd and 4th, right, for the telethon?
It is our 33rd annual Janeway Children's Miracle Network telethon.
Yeah, and you guys are preparing. I'm sure there's going to be a wonderful schedule set up for that's going to be on NTV, I believe, on the 3rd and 4th.
Yep, so it's months of preparation. We're talking about 13 live hours of television.
Wow.
So it's 3 hours on Saturday evening from 6:30 to 9:30, and then on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. So it's full chock block with with lots of good stuff.
Yeah, so if someone wants to call in and donate, they will have that opportunity on the 3rd and 4th.
That's right.
If not, they can visit janewayfoundation.nf.ca.
Yes, yep. They can donate online on our website, as you just said. And there's also opportunities on Facebook, and they can also text $20 to Janeway to 45678.
I'm thinking, too, if someone wants to go into the website, I know you've got a great website, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the Janeway Telethon has a great website. The whole Janeway Foundation, actually, is a wonderful organization doing great things for the children of the province. There's a section in there about how you can help and opportunities to volunteer. I'm thinking like maybe next year someone should go in and look at that. Maybe next year they can, because you're lined up with all your people.
Yeah, you
know,
you're absolutely right. So we have that page on our website up and running all year round. But we encourage people to call in even at the beginning of the year, so in January, to call us and say, you know, they'd like to go on the phones to help out or do something in the back end. But yeah, but for this year, we have all our spaces filled. But for next year, sure, we'd love to see new people.
Yeah, and I think there's endless opportunities for people in our province to fundraise.
Yes.
There could be a bake sale, I mean, car wash the summer. Start those things now.
Oh, yes, no, definitely. So I work with a lot of community groups and schools and families, and I'll start getting calls June 5th from people wanting to fundraise. So that's part of all of our jobs to help those people and give them ideas and, you know, give them some support materials. And they might fundraise, you know, for the summer, and then they can go on telethon next year.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of interesting stories, too.
Very
inspiring stories, Phyllis, on your website.
Yes, and that's what you'll see on the telethon as well. I mean, we have the opportunity to meet amazing families. So you'll see several miracle kids and their stories. And it's the struggles and challenges that they face, it's their families, and then the staff who care for them at the Janeway. So we'll see all of that on the telethon. And you hear about their struggles, but you also hear about the hope.
Yes.
And that's all. That's all a good thing.
That's a big word, hope. And it's well alive at the Janeway Foundation for sure. Tell me a little bit about Stephen.
Stephen Sullivan. So every year, we're one of the member hospitals from Children's Miracle Network. And there is a process to select a champion child.
Yes.
So this year's champion child is Stephen Sullivan. He's 9 years old. He's, I think originally his family's from Pooch Cove, but they live in Paradise now. And he's an amazing little boy. He was diagnosed with a type of leukemia. They face each day, just his mother said, you know, they just get up and they just look at the day. They don't look ahead at weeks or months down the road. They just look at the day. Very strong boy. Well-spoken, polite boy, and he's doing okay now.
Well, for anybody out there that wants to learn more about Stephen, you just need to go into janewayfoundation.nf.ca, and you'll see a lovely photo and some more information pertaining to the Hospital Foundation and all the great work that they do. It's wonderful. I'm honored to have you in today, and it's an exciting time at the Janeway Foundation because you're on the eve. Every year you plan the Janeway Telethon, and it takes a lot of energy to do that. And
it does.
Now you're on the eve.
Yes, and Telethon is our biggest fundraiser. It's the Janeway Foundation's signature fundraiser. So, you know, it's, like I said, it's months of preparation, but, you know, a couple of weeks leading up to it, a week leading up to it, it's so exciting because, you know, we're looking forward to seeing people we hadn't seen all year and just probably only talked to them on the phone. And it's a real gathering of and rallying support for the kids.
So 777-4640 is the number for the Janeway Foundation if someone wants to call
in. That's our main office.
That's your main office.
That's right.
But you're encouraging people to go into the website or the Facebook page that you have to look at opportunities to contribute. And that would be right now, today,
yep.
more so financially, and then into the future.
That's right.
Fundraising projects. And yes. some good ideas. You got a great, you got like a little booklet
yes,
there too.
Yes, we do. You really read the website yeah. carefully.
You got a great there booklet is. There that talks about the opportunities and sort of a little plan for people, the children in the schools throughout the province. Mm-hmm. that want to contribute and start their little fundraising project now.
That's right. Schools and community groups and businesses. There's all different types of ideas.
Phyllis, thanks so much for coming in today. Folks, janewayfoundation.nf.ca, one of the signature events that are coming up in support of the children of Newfoundland and Labrador.
As a reminder to everybody listening out there today, every home sold through RE/MAX Infinity is a miracle home.
It is. And on that note, janewayfoundation.nf.ca for those that want to donate and or call 579-0909 and talk to your RE/MAX agent, because as Tyrlyn said, we are a miracle office and we support the Janeway Foundation on every sale. We got to take a break on the Real Estate Show on 590 VOCM. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity Inc. will return in a moment on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show, folks, on this Victoria Day weekend. Driving safely home. Coming back, come driving home probably from camping on this long weekend. Be safe on the highway. Tyrlyn, after today, I think this is the unofficial start of summer, I do believe. Good news for gardeners.
It is. As long as the weather warms up and we start to see some sunshine, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and it's good news for folks wanting to build a new home, right? Ian Sullivan with New Victorian Homes.
Absolutely, Jim.
Yeah, good to see you in the studio.
Thank you.
How are things over at New Vic?
Fantastic, sir.
You had a good weekend?
Had a fabulous weekend, caught lots of trout, and it was all good.
Yes, there you go, there you go. I'm sure you know that this Canadian holiday is celebrated on Queen Victoria's birthday, May 24th, 1819, by the way, she was born.
Wow, a long time ago.
Yeah, almost 200 years ago. How are you, Don Gullidge?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, buddy. Good. Really good. Ted, how are you? Ted Williams?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Things are awesome over at River's Edge, too.
They are.
Yeah.
Really busy.
$269,000. Nicole, what would that cost in a for someone wanting to buy a new home over there in a mortgage payment?
You know, a mortgage payment on $269,000 is $521 biweekly.
$521 biweekly?
$521 biweekly.
Awesome. I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering. Well, you know, if you're fixing a hole and the rain's coming in, that's not good. You need to get a new home. And New Victorian Homes can help you with that.
Absolutely, Jim.
Yeah. Don, tell me, what's happening over at Grand Meadows?
There's lots of holes going in the ground, and there's lumber flying, and lots of people looking around.
Yeah, Mercury Drive. That's going to be a hot area over there at yeah, Grand Meadows.
Lots of interest in that. It's going to be a nice street, walkout basements, playground right behind you. It's yeah. going to be great.
Win-win over at Mercury Drive, Don. You got the great construction of New Victorian Homes, of course, winner of the Consumer Choice Awards with the Canadian Home Builders a couple of years in a row. 746-2398 is your number for folks that want to reach out to you.
That day or night.
Yeah. And Adams Pond, too, and Granville Coast, right?
We've got a nice new house going down on Ocheria Drive.
Yes.
We're just tweaking the plan there now. And we've got lots of interest in Gardner Drive out in Terry Lynn's neck of the woods.
Fabulous and place to live, might I add.
Not you're always quick to pop up on that Granville
Coast. Oh, I am, because listen, it's the best place to live in CBS, I'm sure of it.
Well, I hear you got a new barbecue.
Yeah,
she does.
All the neighbors are talking about your barbecue.
They are. It's huge. They can't help but talk about it.
You need yeah. an engineering jealous, degree to I use think. That thing.
It's yeah, it's all good. So, you know, but seriously, Granville Coast, New Victorian Homes, win-win. What a great area that is. Next to the ocean, great views, and it's always warmer down there, too.
It is. A couple weekends ago, on Mother's Day weekend, it was actually 25 degrees on my back patio.
Imagine.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
That's a great reason to live in Granville Coast.
It is.
Yep, warm. And you're a great neighbor.
I am.
I don't know for sure, but I've been told.
Yes, I'm a great neighbor.
Absolutely. River's Edge at Southlands, driving by the orange store, you need to turn in and look for the signs for Team Burton and Ted Williams, who's in there.
23 Great Southern Drive.
Yeah, $269.9.
That's what we're starting at, Jim, in there, for
yeah,
sure.
That's an incredible value in the Southlands area, $269,900 for a brand new home, quality built brand new home by New Victorian Homes. 682-7600 is your phone number, sir.
You can get me there.
You can get Ted at 682-7600. Don, tell me about these one-acre lots you got that may be available in the Three Island Pond area.
Coming soon, yeah. We have one-acre lots, Three Island Pond area, Three Island Pond Estates.
Yes.
And we're looking at putting some specs in up there. And there's some lots also available on the pond.
So New Victorian Homes can help build your dream home on a one-acre lot, very close to the city limits, but near the pond, and hear all the birds chirping this time of year and do lots of gardening. I think, you know what, that's a great area out there,
Ian. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Your neighbors are far away too, Jim.
Yeah, you're far away. That's right. You get the trees in between them, but you can always sneak over and use their barbecue.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, if you have to. That's good. So 738-7000 is New Victorian Homes. You can reach Ian Sullivan over there or any of the staff and talk about the diversity that they're into when it comes to new home construction. Luxury homes into the
affordable homes.
Affordable homes, absolutely. Big word, affordable.
Affordable, yep.
Yep, very affordable over at River's Edge and into Grand Meadows, Adams Pond, and the Granville Coast area. Galway, you know, I was in on the website at galwayliving.ca, and I noticed they got five or six lots sold. Yeah.
It's great.
Sold. Big word. And that's people seeing the confidence of what's happening in that area.
It's going to be great, Jim.
Yeah. Near the highway, you know, you got all the walking trails, the shopping, some big box stores going over there here.
Absolutely. I heard that same thing.
Yeah.
We'll be starting construction there this week.
It's a great area to be living in. It's a great area to be working in. And it's a great area to be playing in. The Galway subdivision that's starting over there. And, of course, you can reach out to Don Gullidge, and he'll give you further details on that at 746-2398, or Ted Williams at 682-7600. And also on our InfinityNL.ca, a lot of information available there, Tierlin.
There is a fabulous lot of information on all these subdivisions that New Victorian Homes is representing.
Yeah, we got great house plans there. You can look at and the specifications. I love that about the specifications, because you can see exactly the thickness of the walls, the insulation that's going in, the thickness of the basement walls.
You know, it gives all
full disclosure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're here to please, Jim.
By award-winning New Victorian Homes. There's no question, man. No question. I mean, the testimonials are long and wide of New Victorian Homes. And also on Facebook, we got a lot of updates going on Facebook. A lot of people seem to be gravitating to our Facebook page because of the energy that I'm seeing going in there from Ted and Don and from Lauren, too, with New Victorian Homes, helping us with all that great information that we're being able to share with the consumer.
Yeah, it's a lot of energy for sure. We meet on a regular basis, and we plan our marketing and advertising for that particular week. And we do it collectively as a group.
Yeah, it's teamwork.
Teamwork.
Fabulous teamwork, yes.
Yeah, a great team it is indeed. And not easily duplicated, I might add, because of the energy that's going in from all the players. New Victorian Homes, from Ian Sullivan, the manager, from Lauren, who's in charge of the marketing, Don Gullidge, who can be reached at 746-2398 on any real estate matter, or Ted Williams at 682-7600. All great things, InfinityNL.ca. We got to take a break on the Real Estate Show. We'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity, Inc. will be right back. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Our house in the middle of the street. Guys, listen, I'm going to tell you something. That is an amazing song. Terry Lynn, do you like that song?
I love that song. It's become our theme song, hasn't it?
It has. It definitely has. Rob Burton today. How are you, buddy?
Excellent. Great to be here. It's great to be alive. I'm excited. Very
great
busy.
Yeah. And great things happening at RE/MAX Infinity. 682-2345 is your number.
It is.
And joining with you today is Greg Whelan, one of your counterparts at RE/MAX Infinity. Good day, Greg.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, great. Great to be here.
You had a nice weekend?
Yes, sir. Out camping in the great outdoors.
Greg's number, 699-1948, for those that want to contact Greg. People are driving home, and we got some great information we can share with them about your properties. Greg, look at this property, 73 Elizabeth Drive. It's exceptional, 2399. I was out with you recently at your open house. It's a lovely home.
Yeah, it's a great family home, Jim. You know, the owners are downsizing. This home has a great elementary school in Elizabeth Park. People love the school. The house itself is immaculate. It's well-maintained, very bright when you walk in. And at a great price, $239.9.
Yeah, 900 square feet. It's got some modernization done to it. Some newer windows.
Yep, new windows.
Yep. The basement is developed, and it's got a nice backyard. It's got a storage shed. You got the off-street parking, which is nice. You know, it's all good.
Yep, you have a deck outside, and you have a lower deck down on the lawn, too. You have a storage shed. Lots of stuff for kids to enjoy.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for someone to get a nice family home at a very attractive price, $239,900. Let's look at this other property, 21 Blueview Avenue, $259,900. It's a new listing that you just acquired in Conception Bay South.
Yes, sir. It's in beautiful Chamberlains. This house is on a quiet street with the ocean in front of it. You can look across and see Belle Island and Conception Bay.
Yeah.
It's all on one level, so it might be perfect for an elderly couple or someone with mobility issues. You can do everything, your laundry, your garage, everything on one level. Again, immaculately maintained. Shows very well, very bright. And you got a large backyard if you want to do some gardening. It's perfect.
Yeah, $259,900, 21 Blueview Avenue. Greg Whelan, 699-1948 for further details. And any real estate matter, as a matter of fact, you can reach out to Greg. You can get him again, 699-1948, right?
That's right. Call anytime. Happy to attend you.
Yeah, right on, man. Rob Burton today, what have you got of interest, Rob? I like this Woodland Drive, 34 Woodland Drive. It's a beautiful property.
Yes, there's an interesting drone video on that one, Jim. This home is a like-new 4,000 square foot, totally developed five-bedroom ranch style in a half acre. It's got a gorgeous, large kitchen. In-floor heating, backup generator panel, just reduced to $469.9. Anybody coming home from Alberta, coming to live in St. John's, has to see this beauty because it's one of the best values on the island right now.
It is, yeah, $469,900. It is great value, Rob.
Jim, you were out there.
I was. I liked it a lot.
You did. Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful property.
Is it beautiful?
I can't say it
How
enough.
How beautiful is it?
Obviously.
It's all good. And you also got a two apartment in CBS.
Yes, I do. Just built in 2013, so it's fresh, new. It's got matching dark cabinetry up and downstairs, backsplash, stainless steel appliances on the main. The main also has a three-piece ensuite, a walk-in closet, and a rec room, which are features not common on the main floor when there's a two-bedroom basement apartment as well.
Yeah.
So it was recently reduced $20,000. Now it's one of the best priced, least expenses, nicest two apartments in CBS at $319,900.
$319,900, two apartment. Wow, that's good value. No question. And you got something in Elizabeth Park too, right?
At 32 Stephanie in Elizabeth Park, it's a freshly renovated two apartment with a new flooring, repainted color of the year. The grounds outside were just refreshed this week.
Can I ask
week.
You a question?
Yes.
What's that paint on your hands?
I just came from there. Actually, we just touched up a few things on that property and out there helping the owner do some little odds and ends and work on that property to get it fresh. And I like to have a quality product. I put the time into it, Jim. It's a big deal to do a good job.
You're getting your hands dirty, man.
Yes.
You know what? That says a lot about your energy and what you're doing in your property. So anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I see all that paint on your hands.
Rob Burton today is definitely a full-service realtor, though.
That's not a prop. There is paint on his hands. He's been painting.
Thank you. Anyway, back to this beautiful property to do the work for this vendor who's selling this property. We're getting it all nice and refreshed. It's vacant, ready to move in. It's on a community green build. It's offered at $319,900.
Rob, this property has a basement apartment, right?
Yes, it has rented for $800 in the past. So the mortgage at $1,378 a month minus the $800 it would generate would be only $578 a month to live in this property.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is awesome.
Yeah, it's a very economical property for sure to
extremely
live
affordable.
In. You guys are both doing great things at RE/MAX Infinity. Greg Whelan, 699-1948. If someone wants to reach out to you, Greg, and talk about the current real estate market, you can help them.
By all means, I'm happy to talk to anybody.
Greg Whelan, 699-1948. And Rob, the same for you. I think if someone wants to look at a valuation on their property or any information pertaining to the current real estate market, 682-2345.
Yes, thank you, Jim. I just have one little thing to say. I have a buyer who wants to buy a nice bungalow in the Goulds. If anybody has that kind of property there, please call me because I'd be happy to come out and put the work in to give you a price on that property and let you know valuation it is if you're thinking about selling.
Good. 682-2345, Rob Burton today, or Greg Whelan, 699-1948. We got to take a break on The Real Estate Show. We'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity, Inc. will return in a moment on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Terry Lynn, it's been a great show.
It's been a wonderful show. A lot of energy in this room today. There were so many people here at one point, we had to bring in an extra chair.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we had an extra person in here, and I think we have about seven, eight people here.
Yes, we've had a party. It's been a party this morning.
It's been a party for sure. And anytime you have a party, it's time of celebration. And on that celebration note, great things happening at RE/MAX Infinity.
There's fabulous things happening. We've had a really, really great experienced agent that have joined us recently. Her name is Natalie Thibault.
Yes, Natalie works in new home construction and the resale market, representing ProTech Homes. Of course, Johnny Williams, one of the senior builders in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. Great to have Natalie over.
It is. It's an honor to have her part of the RE/MAX Infinity family. So we congratulate her and welcome her to the team.
Yeah, absolutely. You got some inventory we want to talk about too at RE/MAX Infinity.
Yes. We've got some really cool land that have come available on Torbay Road in Torbay. It's 4 hectares of land, which equates to about 9 acres. And it is there is some engineering drawings for 8 lots on that particular land.
Yeah.
So it is vacant land waiting for somebody's development.
Yeah, in around the Piper Stock Hill area.
It is
a great piece of land on the eastern side of the road, sloping back. Beautiful piece of ground for anybody that's interested in doing a little development or somebody that wants that huge lot, like 9 acres.
Right.
That's a lot of lot.
It's a lot of land.
You can have a lot of horses on that.
You can.
you can even have a little runway there.
You could, certainly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A lot of potentials. I'm just kidding about the runway, but hey, it might be an idea. Maybe a helicopter. And what else we got on the go?
We got a beautiful little 2-apartment available in Kilbride, number 33 Sinnott Place, and it's offered at a very, very affordable price of $299,900. There is a basement apartment and it is currently rented and it's just awaiting a new owner. Brand new kitchen shows very, very well.
Yeah. Okay. So 579-0909 for information or perhaps a private showing on that property.
Yes, absolutely. And we've got some other great product that has come to the market this week. Number 12 Badcock Place is in Mount Pearl. It's a side split home. Beautiful, beautiful lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oversized, it's fully fenced, drive-in access at the rear. It's on the end of a cul-de-sac, and it's offered at $309,900. Very smartly priced.
Wow. Okay. Another great property. You know, lots of great things going on at Infinity.
There is. We're so busy right now, Jim. The spring market is in full bloom.
I noticed that the stats that we keep a close eye on, the MLS statistics, it's looking like sales are up at 26%. At Infinity for the first 4 months of 2017, when we compare it to the first 4 months of 2016, that's incredible growth.
It is fantastic growth. I mean, the RE/MAX Infinity agents, they're always out there working and they have their finger on the pulse constantly.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. Listen, I just want to remind folks about the 2-hour commitment that I have. If anybody's out there and looking for some real estate advice, they can reach out to me at 682-8663. And I'll call you back in 2 hours, or I'll donate $200 to the charity of your choice.
2 for $2.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, what do you think of those peanut butter granola bars that Dara made?
Dara is a fabulous baker, Jim, and she brings us such delicious treats. We're so lucky that she's part of the show with us.
They are tasty. They're very tasty indeed. And everybody's joined them. There's very few left. So that's good evidence there that they're yummy.
She's a part of the show with us.
You know, someone that's incredibly busy and always has a smile on her face is Regina Russell, and she's on the line right now. Are you there, Regina?
I certainly am. How's it going, guys?
Good. It's going really good. What's happening in the world of real estate with Regina?
Oh, it's just been a very hectic week for me. I've got a bunch of new listings coming on the market. And what I'm doing is I'm getting them all pretty so that when the first people that walk in the front door, they're going to be the ones that are going to want to buy it.
Yeah. You know what? 689-2284 is your number, right?
It is.
So for folks out there that want information on any property, they can reach out to you or any real estate matter. I mean, if they want some real estate advice, they can depend on Regina Russell. 14 years in the business, 689-2284.
Oh, I'd be happy to help them all.
Yeah. So that's interesting. You got this listing coming up. It's near the Avalon Mall, too, I think, right?
It is, yes. It's 132 Cumberland Crescent. We've got it on the market right now, and it's got an in-house garage, Jim, that is just an absolute bonus around that area. And it is got all fully landscaped backyard, hardwood floors, ceramic. It's been freshly painted throughout, 3 large bedrooms. And a front window that's looking out over the city and just beams of light right through the house. So it is a really cheery house.
Beaming of light, just like you, Regina.
Thanks, Jim.
Enthusiasm, your attention to detail, very honest, goal-focused, wonderful sense of humor, and an amazing smile.
Thank you so very much.
So, folks, if you want to get in touch with Regina and ask her about the current real estate market or perhaps the value of your current home, or if you're looking for a home and you want to start that home buying experience, you can depend on Regina Russell, 689-2284. Regina, nice talking to you today. Enjoy your day. My best to Glenn.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you guys, too.
Yeah, take care now. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, that concludes another show, Terry Lynn. Lots of great things going on at RE/MAX Infinity. For anyone out there that wants to reach out to you and talk about a career in real estate, they can. 579-0909.
Absolutely. I'd love to sit down and have a chat about the industry and get to know you a little bit more and see if real estate's a good fit for you.
We're going to end the show today at 590 VOCM on our real estate show, our on-air open house with this wonderful tune. We'll see you next week, folks. Have a great day.
The proceeding was a paid program on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
If you have a question or comment about real estate, contact The Real Estate Show by email at onair@vocm.com or tweet at Jim Burton NL. This has been The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.